that. So differential equations are called ordinary because the function we're solving for is a function of only one variable, in this case time. So the reason why these problems require large-scale computing is not because in the case of a partial differential equation where the thing you're solving for is a function of many variables, in this case here it's a function of one variable, but you have a lot of them because you have a lot of particles. When you do a globular cluster, you have about a million particles, and then each step in the computation involves, at least in principle, interacting any one particle with a million other particles. And so the reason why this is computationally intense is effectively because calculating the force is enormously computationally intensive. And so this is why chemistry, a lot of chemistry computations or astrophysics computations do use essentially unlimited computer time. I mentioned when I discussed computer architecture, this class of problem is actually the one that's going to build a special purpose petaflop machine for. And one of the reasons you can build a special purpose petaflop machine, we'll see at the end of this discussion, because we'll see that the parallel algorithm is extremely simple. All right. So there are two types of ordinary differential equations: initial value problems and boundary value problems. In the case of initial value problem, you're given the position and the slope. You then have to solve for the function of the function here called x as a function of time. In the case of a boundary value problem, you have the value fixed at the beginning or the end. You're not given the slope, and you then have to solve it. For particle dynamics, we're not solving a boundary value problem. We're solving an initial value problem because we're given a set of particles with a given position and a given velocity. We need to find out where they're going. Boundary value problems are obviously what you get if you have strings vibrating and things like that. Then you know they're fixed at the beginning and the end, and they vibrate somehow. But boundary value problems are extremely important in partial differential equations. And there probably are a few ordinary differential equation examples, but I can't think of them offhand. Most ordinary differential equations are evolution problems. You've got a bunch of things at one time, you need to evolve them forward in time. They're not boundary value problems. Although if you read the standard text, you'll find both boundary values and initial value problems discussed.